Get up with Joel and Jules on Hit 105.5
for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh.
Check it out.
So 13, 12, 16, how important is someone's past? Does that matter to you if you're to pursue a relationship with them? And there's no right or wrong answer. It's totally your own opinion on this one.
And there would have to be certain things that really are a little bit makes you want to go back, well, backpedal.
Yeah, well, we're all human. We all make mistakes. We all do things, but, you know, are things, maybe you regret things or sometimes no regrets, depending on past. We've seen The Bachelor. Couple of the girls have, you know, it's been revealed that they were topless waitresses.
Sure, and they were entertaining while serving drinks.
Which they didn't make out to be a massive deal as a deal breaker on the show. But, you know, at the same time, the question was raised, oh, well, why didn't you tell me about this? Hello, who's this? You're live on the air.
Greg.
Hey, Greg, what do you reckon? Would someone's past determine or be a deal breaker for you?
Well, I used to take my clothes off for a living when I was quite a bit younger. But so my partner knows all about that and whatnot, and my kids, and they all find it a bit of a amusing sort of subject at times to bring up.
So it didn't have an effect on the relationship, or were there some serious conversations?
No, there was no serious conversations. It was just basically that's what I used to do, and pretty much that was it. There was never anything that was going to jeopardise the relationship because it was all forthcoming and out up front to start with. So,
So you didn't meet while you were at a strip one night?
No, we actually known each other since we were 14 and sort of went our separate ways and had different marriages and come back together later on in life. So,
really?
Yeah.
And so if roles reversed there, would you have a different opinion if, you know, you found out about your partner having that past?
I think everybody's got to have an open mind of, you know, partners and different pasts and, you know, things that they've been through. And if you can't sort of accept that and, you know, you're going to hold a grudge with it, well, I don't really think you should be with that partner.
And do the kids know special time means daddy's dancing for mum now?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. You know, my kids are quite, the youngest is 14 now and the oldest is 20. So, they think it's great that dad used to take his clothes off in clubs for girls and hen science and whatnot.
Yeah, good on you, Greg. Great attitude. Love that. Hold the line because we might have a gig for you coming up if you still want to maybe go back into the past. Would you do it now?
I often joke about it and say that I'm a tradie, and I often say that, hey, how about I go back to the old ways, because it's quite easy to earn a bit of money that way than doing what I do now.
You're amazing.
So the joke often comes up.
Stay on hold, mate. We'll be right with you.
Yes.
13, 12, 16 as well, if you think the past has an effect. If Adam did a couple of things for you, would this be a little bit standoffish for you? Say, if Adam liked to hunt whales and eat, because you being an animal lover, would that be?
And whales are my favourite. If it was his past and he was
sincere, his past.
I don't know.
Years ago.
I don't know if I could get that out of my mind.
You couldn't get past
that. Would be hard.
What about he made a mistake?
Well, I know, that's a thing. Granddad used to do it. Well, that's a really tough one. Hello, 13, 12, 16, you're live on the air. What do you reckon about the past?
I agree with your last caller.
Craig,
by the way, if you didn't get it.
Oh, opinionated Craig, of course.
I agree wholeheartedly with him. And don't forget, Jamie Jury was a male stripper.
He was. He was, and he went big time when he was on Oprah, and now a very famous Australian.
All of them. Brad Pitt.
Rephrase.
You know, Channing Tatum. Yeah, a lot of them do have that past as well. That's guys, though, so I'm wondering if it's any different for girls, you know?
Yeah.
Well, it shouldn't be. But
it shouldn't.
Again, for the guys or the girls, it depends if it goes further than stripping, and
yeah.
That's what it boils down to.
Thank you, opinionated
Thank
Craig.
Thank you very much. You can keep the calls coming if you like.
If you haven't lived, if you hadn't made mistakes, or if you haven't done any of that, seriously, would you want to be involved in a relationship? Come on, guys. Stop living down that straight and narrow path, you absolute prudes!
I thought I told you to turn that thing off! It is too late, and it's too loud!
Well said, Jolene. I like the passion and enthusiasm there.
Joel and Schulz's pub quiz for Total Garden. They really dig their plants and gardens.
This is
Hit 105.5.
We got AJ playing with us today. Hey, AJ, what's poppin'?
Hey, it was good. Not much. Just bloody enjoying this cracking day.
Oh, how beautiful is it? Did you get out yesterday? Yeah. Did you have a dip in the water?
No, I didn't. I had it off, but I didn't quite. I did the other week when it was a lot colder, so hopefully the water temps will be up by now.
Yeah, well, it's nice. The nephews were in the ocean the other day, absolutely loving it. So, AJ, what do you want this money for?
Oh, I don't know. I suppose my wife's 30th coming up soon, so I suppose it'd have to go towards that, I guess.
AJ,
look at all the ladies.
I so want you to get this today.
AJ's a cool dude.
Yes.
This could be yours.
And the 30th as well. Is she having a party?
Yeah, she's having a bit of a get-together, so, whether or not it's going towards...
400...
That or we're going to a trip to Cairns later on. Maybe that, I'm not sure, yeah. I know, I might just be selfish and keep it for myself, I won't tell her.
AJ's turning.
You can't do that. You know what will happen with that one comment, you could get karma. Yeah. Okay, so AJ, you know how to play. We got the 10 questions, 60 seconds. If you're not sure, just pass up and do it quickly so we can get back to it within the time, okay?
No worries.
All right, let's go. Who's this year's Bachelorette?
Oh, bah.
What city would you find the Eiffel Tower in?
Paris.
What are the names of Steve and Terry Irwin's children?
Bindi and Bob.
Name something you would drink starting with the letter P.
Passion fruit juice.
Yep. If you had a 2-litre bottle of water, drank 1 litre and filled up another litre, how many litres would you have?
2 litres.
What band was Kurt Cobain a part of?
Pass.
True or false? Male seahorses give birth.
True.
In the nursery rhyme, Hey Diddle Diddle, what did the cow jump over?
Moon.
Who is Floyd Mayweather versing in his upcoming fight?
Far out.
Oh, you...